following program contains adult language and discussions involving the horror genre. Listener discretion is advised.
Snow is deep, but we still brave it in the car together as we drive through the end of this winter country of fear and phantoms. Ryman Ian Northmark, from his horror essay collection, Die Geisterhaus Flumen. As I record this here in the Denver, Colorado Metroplex, we're deep in March of 2019 and going through a final blast of winter with a sudden blizzard. To say the drive home from an early shutdown at work was harrowing would be a severe understatement. Like Northmark's essay, though, I am hoping to be at the end of this road of snow, fear, and phantoms. Well, it's the snow I'm mostly over. Greetings, and welcome to the Jameis After Midnight podcast. This program is one of many branches from the tree of the Denver Horror Collective. I'm honored to be a part of a group of writers and artists here in the Denver Metroplex whose grounding aesthetic and basal vision has its taproot in the horror genre. To learn more about the Denver Horror Collective, visit denverhorror.com. I'm Jameis Wilkes, and I'll be your host on this podcast. Well, who in the hell is Jameis Wilkes? Well, I'm a member of the aforementioned Denver Horror Collective, a good launching pad into my work is Jameis.com. It's Jeamus.com. On this inaugural episode of Jameis After Midnight, I'm flying solo. I do plan on having plenty of guests and themed episodes in the future, but for this pilot show, I thought I would take the humble approach and make the first segment all about me. Just kidding. Sort of. Jameis After Midnight is a horror-themed blog and podcast. You can read my blog at jameis.blogspot.com. My February 5th, 2019 entry unpacks a lot of the psychology behind why I engage the horror genre and write in and about it so often. I write both fiction and nonfiction on the subject, so in this first podcast episode, I'll stay away from the why in regard to the writing and concentrate primarily on the why in regard to names, monikers, titles, etc. Don't worry. I promise this episode is not all about me. Well, mostly promise. Part of the reason I feel compelled to introduce things is my own fascination with the origin story itself. I simply love origin stories of all kinds. Those attempts at a ground zero account of why people, places, and things are what they are, and why they are named what they are. When you get into the realm of the horror genre, origins become all the more fascinating. Surprise, surprise, Jameis Wilkes is not my birth name. It is my pseudonym, or as I like to say, my sobriquet. I first saw that word sobriquet on the Wikipedia page for the Clive Barker character most commonly known as Pinhead. I loved the sound of that word, sobriquet. It sounds so much fancier than its synonym, nickname. Hence why I use it here. By the way, a word of warning. Barker's Hell Priest does not like to be called Pinhead, as the novel The Scarlet Gospels carefully spells out for us. So back to my sobriquet, Jameis Wilkes. I use this pseudonym because my birth name is used by more than one writer out there, and so I wanted to distinguish it from that and most other names in the world of wordsmithing and prose. Jameis is a nod to the late poet, playwright, and translator Seamus Heaney. To say I love Heaney's work is an understatement. Jameis, J-E-A-M-U-S, is also co-opted from biker-slash-guerrilla artist that I had become acquainted with during a jaunt down Florida's eastern coastline towns and cities. Now that Jameis, J-A-M-U-S, there's no E, simply had a cool-sounding name, and I wanted to adopt it. So thank you, Jameis. Wilkes, W-I-L-K-E-S, comes from one of my nicknames at grade school. One of the nicknames I didn't mind, that is. So there you have it, Jameis Wilkes. Jameis After Midnight, the title of my blog and this podcast, it comes from the fact that I do my best writing in the late hours of the night and the earliest hours of the morning, a little before and a little after the witching hour, as at that time I am most alone and can take whatever is in my head, heart, and soul and get it up on the page. It is cathartic, enjoyable, harrowing, and bittersweet. But isn't all art? Yes, art. Let's shift gears away from me now and look at horror, as in the horror genre. Look at it for what it is, which is the calculus of vision, writing, grammar, meanings, psychology, sociology, and emotions. Getting our heads around horror can sound like a Lovecraftian plot of a doomed venture in trying to know the unknowable. Now, horror, ironically, is both a thing and a description of the pursuit of its meaning. A horror's Latin origins are tied directly to the adjective hair-raising. It's connected with the words awful, atrocious, bristling, dreadful, fearful, frightful, ghastly, grisly, gruesome, hideous, monstrous, repulsive, and shocking. And that's just to name a few. It's also tied up with the quality of something that causes feelings of those words I just listed. Bound up with the characteristics of those persons, places, or things that are enmeshed with all of those words as well. Again, horror, at best, is only partially knowable, and at worst, it is utterly unknowable. I find it to be one of the most fascinating subjects to explore. And that brings us to the origin of this podcast. It came about after me listening to hundreds of hours of podcasts, most of them horror or dark in theme. I began to take notes on what I thought was interesting to me as a listener, what would be of interest to the horror audience, and then what would be of interest to the horror creative's audience. But what I'm not interested in is having guests who are primarily pushing one thing, be it an event, a book, a product, etc. Now don't get me wrong, those things are fine. I may even show up here briefly in this podcast. The problem is that many horror podcasts start to sound the same. In general, pop culture and genre podcasts, they have a nasty habit of guests talking about the latest show, Funko figures, fashion, video game, franchises, the latest subscription box, movies they hate, or, you know, the pick or pan, the trendy book, etc. And everybody verbally vomits on these topics for an hour or so, tripping over each other. And some hosts or guests, they outright mug the microphone. I'm not interested at all in having any roar fest like that here. Again, pop culture is okay and certainly has its brief place in dialogue, but I'd like Jameis After Midnight to have headier conversations, discussions, and monologues within this beautiful and complicated world of horror. Guests are welcome to push their works, in moderation, but I'm also interested in their creative process in horror. I want to know how their horror gear works, grinds, or hums away as they work on these creations. I like discussions about artistic vision and much prefer that over any ideologues or any kind of faddish cultural narratives. Some iterations of zombies love people's brains for consumption. I love people's brains for exploration, and not in the autopsy table sense. I love early stage or developing artists, and not just the red or white hot ones. I love creative people, period, and I love conversations with them. I love talking about horror. If you happen to love those things too, then join me here on Jameis After Midnight. Now, in my partnership with the Denver Horror Collective, I'll do my best to keep our pool of guests comprised of at least 50% being in, from, or having a significant stake in the Denver Metroplex or the Rocky Mountain region. And in my partnership with Autumn Tiger Publishing Arts, I'll do my best on that end to have many guests in the writing, the performing, or fine art fields. In all things here at Jameis After Midnight, I'll do my best with the resources at hand. Now, as sponsorship increases, and I'm confident it will, and we will be seeking more sponsors, so comes evolution and change. But we'll keep things in the smarty pants realm of discussion because that's what I'm most interested in. So what of some of the smartest fiction heads and other media-minded heads in the horror playroom? What are they saying about this word, horror? And before I start quoting these individuals, remember, horror is an umbrella word with all kinds of creatures under the shelter and shadow of its cloak. So keep in mind, these comments and thoughts may be coming from a perspective or worldview that's in one or more of horror's dozens of children and grandchildren, commonly known as subgenres. Now, I apologize in advance if I mispronounce or unintentionally mangle anyone's names here. J.A. Cudden has defined the horror story as, quote, a piece of fiction in prose of variable length, which shocks or even frightens the reader, or perhaps induces a feeling of repulsion or loathing. Douglas Winter defines horror as not a genre, like the mystery or science fiction or the Western. It is not a kind of fiction meant to be confined to the ghetto of a special shelf in libraries or bookstores. Horror is an emotion. In the early 1980s, Stephen King, in describing horror, he said, and he was speaking specifically of terror, how terror and horror are linked. And what he said was that it often arises from a pervasive sense of disestablishment, that things are in the unmaking. If that sense of unmaking is sudden and seems personal, if it hits you around the heart, then it lodges in the memory. Now, Magister Victoria Prohashkova, she believes that horror cannot be defined without its children and grandchildren. By that, she means, quote, horror is a varied genre that is hard to be defined by one single definition. And therefore, the most accurate definition is the one that defines horror through each of its categories and its subgenres. Close quote. Michael Seidman defines horror as being about the elemental battle between good and evil. At another level, he continues, horror is about the things that scare us, the things we check for into the bed before we go to sleep. Gina Wisker defines horror, and I've left her quote for last because I think it's a good capstone on all of this. Gina Wisker defines horror as located in both the real and the nightmarish imaginary, and an important ingredient in its success is the ability to entertain, terrify, and problematize. Horror is a taste acquired by those with sufficient imagination to see beyond, beneath, and through what we take for granted as normal and familiar. Yours truly defines horror rather simply as haunted by the source of dread. Now, I saw those words, the source of dread, a few years ago, and it was probably in some thesaurus list or genre-centric encyclopedia. Now, unfortunately, I have forgotten the specific source. I'm going to find it someday. But the words, those words, source of dread, they really stuck with me. And it made such a dent into my psyche that I've chosen it as the title of my first novel that I'm currently working on. My first big story. My best description of a source of dread is that thing that pervasively makes you feel fear at varying levels. Now, it can be dull and thudding at one moment, but sharp and brutal in another. Horror is those things, and also everything between those things. Horror is the thing living in your closet that only contemplates coming out at your weakest moment in the darkness. Horror is that tragedy playing on repeat in our head. Horror is the dark, literally and metaphorically. Horror is what you felt before you made it out alive. Horror is the contemplation of death. Horror is the stadium seat collapsing under you after that jolting and deafening bomb goes off. Horror is that doll sitting in the baby rocker in the corner. Horror is the nightmare you just screamed awake from. Horror is living alone and knowing someone came into your apartment while you were showering. Horror is playing games in the basement with your friends when strange, unfamiliar footsteps are heard creaking above you. Horror is the presence before and during the doctor's diagnosis. Horror is the source of dread. This is Jameis Wilkes, and I want to thank you profoundly for tuning into my pilot podcast. If you could do what you can to spread the word on our podcast through telling your friends and rating the show on its various platforms wherever you find us, my profound thanks will turn into cosmic thanks. Feel free to email me your comments to jameiswilkes@gmail.com and come visit us at jameis.com. A very special thanks to our primary sponsor, the Denver Horror Collective. Check out the collective at denverhorror.com. Our partnership with Autumn Tiger Publishing Arts is appreciated as well, and they are the premier publishing platform for me, Jameis Wilkes, through the Amazon Kindle store. Until next time, keep your creative fire burning by burning the midnight oil.